The adult loon population in northern Wisconsin has declined by more than 20% in the past 3 decades. And these days, loons are having fewer chicks. Those are some of the findings Walter Piper presented in a recent study about the northern Wisconsin loon population.
It's pretty disheartening.
Piper is a biology professor at Chapman University in California. He studies loon behavior, and to carry out his research, he and a team of scientists have captured and marked loons with leg bands since 1993. This detailed tracking is what allowed him and his colleagues to prove a steady decline in northern Wisconsin's loon population. There's a caveat to Piper's research, though. While the adult loon population is declining, the group suffering most are loons that don't breed, what Piper calls floaters.
And since they're non-breeders, you know, if you're just watching loons out on your lake, you're going to say, oh, there's a pair, they're back, and they're breeding over there, and so forth, and they might have a chick, they might not. But, you know, it won't be as dramatic as if you lost your breeding pair.
The loss of non-breeders is still a serious concern. That's because when one member of a mating pair dies, a floater floats in to take its place.
If this keeps up, then we will lose. You know, various lakes will start to lose their breeding pair as they die and they're not able to be replaced, and we'll get a smaller and smaller population of loons.
Why is this happening? Piper suspects it has something to do with a drop in food availability or the rise in eagle population. Either way, humans likely play a role.
Humans are a major player in this decline.
If there's one thing humans can do to protect the loons, Piper says it's to stop using lead tackle.
It's harmful to eagles, ducks, loons, herons, whatever. Anything that eats lead is in trouble. You know, that would be a huge thing to boost adult survival by just not using any lead sinkers.
For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.